Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Rock High Tech Limited Q4 FY 2024 earnings conference call hosted by Kirin Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Yadav from Kirin Advisors Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to Rock High Tech Limited Q4 FY 2024 conference call. From the management team, we have Mr. Jim Rakesh, Managing Director, Ms. Sukanya Rakesh, Full-Time Director, Ms. Egna Dicey Addison, Leader, Intelligent Enterprises, Ms. Tenmozi, Company Secretary. Now, I hand over the call to Ms. Egna. Over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Abhishek. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon, and a heartfelt welcome, and thank you for joining the conference call for Rock High Tech Limited. We are delighted to have each one of you here as we explore and discuss the financial performance of Q4 FY 2024. Before we dive into the details of this quarter, let me offer a brief overview of our company and its robust business model. Rock High Tech Limited, headquartered in Chennai, stands as a beacon of customer centricity and unwavering commitment to excellence in IT solutions. With over two decades of industry experience, we have transformed from an IBM business partner into a prominent IT player. Specializing in system integration, Rock is dedicated to delivering a diverse array of IT solutions, demonstrating agility in adapting to industry changes and offering forward-thinking services to broad clientele. On the operations side, we have made good progress by strengthening our relationship with many clients. These initiatives brought in new clients, showing that we are committed to growing steadily. This quarter, we formed a strategic alliance with Blue Prism to enhance AI-powered intelligent automation for SAP, accelerating our clients' SAP S/4HANA transformations. We secured a pivotal digital transformation deal with a prominent public sector, emphasizing our enterprise expertise in seamless data migration and consolidation, which will streamline operations and improve citizen services. Additionally, our partnership with Eurogroup aims to revolutionize business process automation, boosting efficiency and productivity for our clients. Furthermore, the board approved the ESOP 2024, offering up to 563,200 stock options to enhance employee benefits and fostering long-term commitment. We also established a Center of Excellence for IBM Power Virtual Service, demonstrating our significant investment in infrastructure and skilled professionals to meet growing market demands. These initiatives underscore our commitment to innovation and excellence, driving growth and value creation for our stakeholders. With these significant milestones and strategic initiatives, we are confidently entering a phase of substantial growth, setting the stage for future expansion. Now, let me take you through the financial performance of the company during Q4 FY 2024 and FY 2024. In Q4 FY 2024, the company reported a total income of 61.39 crores, marking a substantial 62.59% increase. EBITDA rose by 14.80% to rupees 8.87 crores, indicating improved operational efficiency. Additionally, the profit before tax climbed by 9.14% to rupees 7.51 crores, while net profit saw a modest increase of 2.70% to rupees 5.44 crores. These quarterly results reflect the company's strong end to fiscal year, demonstrating effective management and market strategies. For the full fiscal year FY 2024, Rock High Tech Limited achieved a total income of rupees 176.50 crores and an increase of rupees 31.73 crores. EBITDA for the year grew by 36.10% to rupees 32.23 crores, showcasing sustained operational improvements. The profit before tax surged by 38.64% percentage to rupees 28.39 crores, and net profit rose by 37.96% to rupees 21.24 crores. These annual results underscore the company's growth trajectory and robust financial health, positioning it well for the future opportunities and expansion. The noteworthy performance is the reward to our hard work, our effective growth strategy, operational efficiency, and nonetheless the lucrative market opportunity which we capitalized during the reported period. At this point, we'd like to assure you the future is lucrative and our company will do every effort to optimize profit from it. We are grateful for you and your faith in the company and being an integral part of our journey. With this brief update, I'd like to hand over the call to Mr. Jim Rakesh, Managing Director of Rocks High-Tech Limited, and Mrs. Sukanya Rakesh, Director and CFO of Rocks High-Tech Limited, for Q&A session. Now, I request the operator to kindly open the floor for Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants in the conference, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The first question is from the line of Saloni Sharma from Unity Finance. Please go ahead. Saloni, your line is in the talk mode. Please go ahead. Ms. Saloni Sharma, your line is in the talk mode. Please go ahead. As there's no response from the current participant, we'll move on to the next. That is from the line of Chirag Jain from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I was new to your business and trying to get some hold on your business model. So could you explain in brief what are your major segments of the revenue and what are your major plans for with SAP and Google Cloud platform that we have? So could you throw some light on that?
Chirag, good afternoon. Thanks for calling and asking this question. And then, Rocks has been into edge to AI solution for enterprise clients. Today, what we are seeing in the marketplace, that everybody is pushed towards digital transformation to harness the 5G opportunities and the future of AI. So this is where we are playing, and we modernize the IT infrastructure for customers, and we optimize so that they can leverage IT to have a cutting edge in their core competencies among their peers. So this is what we do, and we have been doing this for the last 20 years and plus. And now with the addition of various technologies in our offerings, we are able to see, we are able to create a true value to customers in, as a trusted IT vendor in this marketplace.
What are the major revenue segments that you
have? Sorry to interrupt. Mr. Jain, your audio is breaking up.
Am I audible?
No, sir. Your audio is breaking up. Hello, Mr. Chirag Jain. We are unable to hear you. Sir, may we request you to rejoin the queue because we are not able to hear you.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Anirudh Singh from Singh Associates. Please go ahead.
Hi, management. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question is, like, what is the average tenure of a contract?
So average tenure depends upon the complexity of the contracts. So it can be for 90 days, it can go up to 180 days.
healthcare? And what is the employee cost as a percentage to your sales?
So, one sec. So, can I take that, please?
Sorry, sir.
No, he was just telling me to take this detail. See, the employee cost will be maybe probably, you know, percentage-wise, I would be able to give you, but it is not on a very specific standard I would be able to, you know, share. If that is fine with you, then depending on the modules and how the employees' involvement are assessed, we do a weighted average method, and that's how the costing is done.
Okay, great. And does the company have any plans to repay debts from the IPO funding?
So technically, very clearly stated in the DA, you know, the red herring prospect that we already shared, the IPO proceeds will go out only as per the objective of our, you know, IPO issue. We are considering of about 30% of it for our debt cancellation with, or, you know, the workings that we already have. Other than that, we'll only go for future prospects. And that's how we are handling it.
Okay. And my last question is, like, I have seen that employees are benefited through ESOPs. So how about shareholders? What are any benefits available to them?
Yeah, we'll definitely come back because it's just 4 months we are in IPO. We went IPO in the month of November, post-Diwali, last year. It's for just 4 months. And because, you know, in IT, the iterations are very high as the market picks up. So we want to retain our core, you know, assets, which are people, by sharing the ESOPs for a long-term, you know, retention plus benefit to them as well. So we'll definitely come back to the shareholders as we progress, as we grow over a period of time.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all my questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritika Jain from HNI Investments. Please go ahead. Ritika, your line is in the talk mode. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hi, good evening.
Yes, ma'am, please proceed.
Yeah. What is the average size of the contract?
The average size could be around, I would say, easily around 1.5 crores, with the smallest size. The large sizes could be up to 10-12 crores.
Okay. Okay, and you have any plan for acquisition on car?
Yes, we are exploring few possibilities where we can create some synergies, so that we are talking to a couple of companies, and yeah, that's also part and parcel of non-organic growth what we are planning.
Okay, and any plan to increase headcount?
Of course, we have this year, we have already become 150. From IPO, we were around 110. Mm-hmm. We have added around 40 people right now, and 2025 are going to join by the end of June. So, yes, that's the way we will grow.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Welcome. Thanks for your support.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Mansi Verma from Gajanan Capital. Please go ahead. Mansi, your line is in the talk mode. Please go ahead. As there's no response from the current participant, we'll move on to the next. That is on the line of Chirag Jain from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Is it better now?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Okay, thanks. Sir, I was trying to understand that what partnership kind of partnerships we have with Google and SAP. So what is the additional work that we do at Rocks compared to SAP and Google? So that's the point I was trying to figure out.
So we are gold partners of SAP. So SAP is implementation partners. So whenever a customer wants to consume SAP, we implement SAP so that they do a value realization of the investments, but to the business outcomes.
So basically, if for example, Asian Paints wants to have a SAP for HANA, they will approach SAP and you would be implementing the whole process and software required for them.
Yes.
Okay. So you mentioned AI and IoT before the statement that we had. So what's that additional thing we have?
So we have capabilities of showcasing AI technologies in customer premises where they can harness the AI potential which the application has got. And we exhibit solutions to customers, for example, a CFO desk or a CEO desk, where they can start utilizing intelligent automation as one of their to automate various processes. And we also over and above build AI solutions for them so that they have a real-time co-pilot or maybe an assist system which they can start utilizing, so that way we can add value in the overall software rollout for them.
Okay. So, sir, how much of our revenue is from the implementation of various platforms that and other things that you are trying to enter into?
So, see, we have not done segment reporting because we are accounting standard is as per AS 9. So that is anyway available in the balance sheet. Maybe if you have time, if you kindly go through. I think it's self-explanatory. And segment-wise reporting, we have not done because that is not mandatory as per the norms. The details are there. And if you are able to find some time, maybe I can answer this on a private email more specific to you.
Okay, no issue. Sir, if you could qualitatively give some clarity. So what's our major revenue segment? So that would be also helpful. For example, if your major revenue comes from this implementation thing or the AI thing that we do, so that
software services is one segment where we would club all the services together. The other one is all the data center infrastructure build, network security. That's a separate segment. So we are trying to work currently 60-40, and our pursuit is to go become 50-50 by next year.
Okay. So network security is implemented. Infrastructure is developed entirely by us. That remains with us until and unless the customer is using that infrastructure.
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough. So how are we trying to get the trajectory on the both the businesses over the long term?
Right. It is growth-oriented businesses. We have just, it's a tip of the iceberg. We are scaling our operations. We are also setting up overseas, offices so that we will address larger customer base and we start, showcasing our skills in developed world as well as larger tenders and opportunities. So there is an opportunity where entire market is going for overall. We want to participate in those opportunities very effectively.
Okay. What would be the average order size for the data server side that we have? That's the point I was trying to understand. You mentioned that 1 to 10 crore. What would be the size for data server's average order size?
It's also similar. Depends again based on the turnkey project. I would not be able to take a specific line item value. Of course, we pick up a turnkey project, and the turnkey project runs between 2 crore, 3 crores, even 10 crores, based on the customer and their overall project. So that's what it is.
So data servers are installed at the customer's premises or ours?
At the customer data centers, yeah.
Okay. So next question was on why can't the SAP implement these products themselves, and why they have partnered with us? So that's the thing I was trying to figure it out.
No, so any implementation service, software services globally, if you look at, it's done by partners, and that's the where the services market is. Globally there. They work on their product, they work on their developments, and customer outcomes and managing a customer's requirements completely their partners' scope.
Okay.
That's the business model.
So do they have any criteria that needs to be met before that license is renewed, because we have licenses upcoming for renewal in 2026?
Yes.
Even though that's 2 years away, but we need to look at from the longer term perspective. So what's the parameters they have been set? So could you give some color on that?
If you look at, we currently have the skill set, certifications, case studies, customer success. There are multiple. It's a very stringent parameter what they have. And we currently have around 40 professionals who are certified in various functional and technical aspects of the solution. And our aspiration is to become a platinum partner by 2026. And once we will be ready for the global market and its larger customer requirements and annual service.
So, for example, the current contracts would be limited as for the Indian markets only?
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Okay. So, are we their exclusive partners?
No, it is not exclusive, but in this territory, we are one of the top partners.
So there are how many partners in this thing that we are trying?
I think I will not be able to answer that because I'm not aware of it.
Okay, no issues. So last question before I get back in the queue. The acquisition part you are mentioning about, so what kind of industry that sub-segment that we are trying to reach? So could you give some color on that with the expected quantum that we have in mind for an acquisition?
So we are planning to acquire companies in the size of around 5 to 10 million revenue. So that's the size, and not a, a very synergic and, complementing technology solutions offerings.
Okay. Fair enough. Also I had another question in mind. Just trying to figure out what makes us exclusive. What would be the thing that SAP would be, for example, having in mind that to make Rocks High-Tech only the platform because they are earning such high margins, why can't we do it ourselves? So although they earn much more higher margins, but they could integrate much more downstream and get more margins. So why aren't they doing that?
So I can't answer for them, and this is a very specific call about our earning calls, and I would like to stick to that conversation.
Okay, no issue, sir. Sir, the margins are higher on the data server side or the SAP or implementation side?
It's a mix, yeah. At the end of the day, margin is based on the product mix and services what we bring to the customer. So that's where it is. I won't be able to call out any business line exclusively on this.
Okay. So the AMC part that we have, the AMC comes back to us on an yearly basis, or they switch to the other partner that they have in the platform in the Indian market?
Well, it comes back to us, of course. That's the reason we're still there in the business for 23 years. So that's what it is. Yeah, if we do a good job, it'll come back to us. Else, I think, of course, that's the world we are in, right?
So what's the current retention rate of our client?
Around 90% easily.
Okay. Fair enough, sir. Thanks. That was very helpful, sir. I would get back if...
That's it. Thanks for your support. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kajal Pathak, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi.
Kajal, your line is in the talk mode. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello, sir. Hello, sir.
Yes, please go ahead. Yeah, thanks.
Am I audible?
Yes, of course.
First of all, congratulations for your results.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for all your support. Thanks.
So my question was, can you provide a brief of your few marquee projects handled by the company?
So we will not be able to take the names because this is a earning call. Maybe any specific you want, I think, you know, we can do a, you know, one-on-one meeting, or maybe you can join the next, investor meeting where I can, you know, be more specific. So anything regarding our performance, anything regarding our future, I think yes, but specifics we would like to avoid. Hope you understand.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. And sir, how do we receive payment? Do we receive any advance from clients and the balance on milestone basis?
Of course, it's depends upon the deal. There are a few customers who pay partial advance and partial milestone. There are a few who, because repeated, you know, repetitive customers, repeat customers, that there's already a track record built in. So where we have credit system and all these things, yeah.
And sir, what is the working capital cycle?
90 to around 120 days.
Okay, sir. So that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is on the line of Manav Sharma from HNI Investments. Please go ahead. Manav, your line is in the talk mode. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Yeah, actually, good evening. So my question is, what are the future capex plan of the company?
Yeah, of course, we will come out with an FPO pretty shortly about with the plans what we have in mind. That's when we, you know, when we reach the bridge, we'll cross the bridge. But currently, I think any questions on the financials and the plan, of course, we'll be open to answer that, yeah.
Okay. And so second is, what is the process of entering a new contract? How much time does it take to onboard any new client?
Onboard client is around, you know, the small deals around 45 days. If it's a large deal, then we pursue around 90 days.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Mansi Verma from Gajanan Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir.
Of course. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So my question was, what are your future growth drivers?
Yeah, we are planning to scale our businesses. So that's of course, the, you know, the logical way of growing the business. By growing territories, by building capabilities, by advancing our partnerships, you know, with various you know, service levels and implementation skill sets. So that is the way we want to grow. And yeah.
Okay, thank you. And what about some guidance regarding top line and bottom line for the next year?
Yeah, maybe we would like to keep the similar, what we call the, you know, growth projections. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Welcome.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag Jain from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, thanks for the follow-up. Sir, I had another question. So what's the customer count currently we have, and what's the number of clients we added in FY24?
Currently, we have around 240 customers. We added around 6 customers.
Okay. So how much would be top 20% customers would be contributing to?
Around 50%, 45-50%.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks, Chirag. Thanks for your support.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Tushar Vasuja from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Okay, sir. So I want to understand how pricing works in your industry. Like, what are the factors that can affect your margins? And what are the sustainable margins going forward?
Sustainable margin fundamentally is macroeconomics. You know, hope it, we are all in a stable economy. And if the stable economy is there, then everybody is in a growth story. And the spending is more, then we sustain. Yeah, that's the plan. So, yeah. June 5th is a very important day for all of us.
Okay, sir. And can you disclose what's your order book right now? Like, what's the backlog of your order books?
It's around 42 crores. That's what it is.
42 crores.
Yeah.
Okay. And can you, like, describe what tech are we in right now and, like, what technologies would you like to foray into further?
So we would like to scale because we've already built the complete end-to-end edge-to-AI strategy, implementation skill set, you know, customer success stories, everything is ready. And we have tested our various technologies and customer use cases. Now it's time to scale. Once the market opens up and, you know, we see growth, I think, we want to do a larger projects now. Scale. We want to bid confidently in larger opportunities. That way we want to add, you know, our revenues in the books.
Okay, sir. And can you talk a bit about the competitive intensity on your scale of operations? Like, what differentiates us from other partners?
So we are one is the business vintage, second, you know, customer base, third, our end-to-end capability, what we have to execute projects, you know, on time, keeping the business outcome in mind. So that is, and third is, you know, thanks to the IPO support all you people did, we are also financially sound today that, you know, we are able to, with less effort, able to execute large projects, you know, on time.
Okay, sir. And previously you mentioned how you get your business from SAP, like different organizations approach SAP for their services, okay, and they then contact you for implementation. So is that the only channel through which you can get business?
No. We have a sales team. We have around 15-member sales team across all geographies. And that's the way it works. We meet the customers. We do digital marketing. We do the classical models of customer relationship as well.
Okay, so could you highlight the relationship between, like, the SAP and your partnership? Like, what's the commission that they get for bringing business to you?
That specifics I'll not be able to disclose now. But yeah, we have skill sets to implement and also sell, you know, those solutions. But not only that, we have other solutions also. We have network security. We have, you know, cloud solutions, we have automation solutions. So all these solutions go together.
Okay, and all these solutions you can get on your own, like there's no partnership involved in between.
Cloud solutions, we are partnership with Google. That's where we are working with them on various cloud opportunities what we have. Then network security, we work with Cisco. So Cisco solutions, we translate into customers, build robust, you know, solutions and, you know, infrastructures for customers.
Okay, that's helpful, sir. And one last thing, would you be able to give a bifurcation on terms of, like, what business you can get on your own in FY24 and what business was given to you by your partners?
Most of the business we get ourselves because around 60-70% we get ourselves. The rest comes through various leads and various paths. Yeah.
Okay, so that's very helpful. Thank you. That's all my question.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Tara Kaur, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, can you please give a growth drivers for 32% growth in our top line and 38% in bottom line? What is the future guidance?
Sukanya, I want to take it.
Hello, can you hear me?
Would you repeat your question, please?
Yeah. I'm saying that can you please explain the growth drivers for 32% growth in top line and 38% in bottom line? What is future guidance for the next coming quarter and for the year old as well?
Yes. See, currently we are at 60-40, as Mr. Jim specified a little while ago. We are planning to increase our services revenue, and as much as the service revenue comes into picture, the bottom line organically increase. And the top line, yes, we have a target, and as per our guidelines that's already given in the RHP, we are inching towards it, and we see our Q1 order book is also pretty good. As you mentioned, we already have about 42 crores in our hands, and we would stick on to our word that's already been published. We plan to stick on to our growth strategies as informed in our RHP.
Okay, and where do we see the EBITDA margin for FY25? Can it be sustainable at 18% with upward bias?
We are expecting sustainability. So once we have a stable political system, I think we should be able to sustain. Yeah.
Okay. And so my last question is, what is our revenue breakup in hardware, software, and AMC?
So we are around currently 40-20.
Thank you. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Welcome. Thanks for your support.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prabhakar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Prabhakar. So in the last call, you have a deal with Navaratna. It's a government company.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Prabhakar. Sir, your audio is not clear. Can you use a handset mode while speaking?
Yeah, is it audible now?
So slightly better.
You're audible but not clear.
In the last conference call, so you're discussing about you have a contact with the government companies, the Navaratna
yes.
company. Yeah.
Yes, yes, of course.
Yeah, how it is going on now? Is it completed? Are you getting any further future?
We are bidding some larger tenders now, opportunities, and there are a few projects which are ongoing. We also won one of the largest electricity board deal, and these are all ongoing progress, work in progress. Yes, we are participating in larger tenders. We are seeing opportunities open up, from June.
Okay, and my next question is regarding to your healthcare project. So how it is going on? You said it is going to...
Yes, this automation project is, slightly it has taken a back stage because of our Q4, we were all in the Q4 revenue, rush. We have taken it up again. We should see some progress by September.
By September. Okay. And my next question is, so you have some AI, right? So AI exactly where it fits in? Like how you solve your customer showing your AI, like where it fits? how your
it fits, it fits as an extension in an application.
So it could be any extension, right? Any specific to your AI?
Now specific to certain applications, yes. Yeah, that based on the customer use cases. So we won't be able to disclose details in this call because it's an earning call. And if you want any specific discussion, we can take it separately.
Oh, okay. Thanks. That's all my.
Thank you. Thanks for your support.
Bye.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Yadav for his closing comments. Mr. Abhishek Yadav, you may please proceed for your closing comments.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you everyone for joining us for the conference call of ROCKS Hi-Tech Limited Q4 FY24 conference call. If you have any queries, you can write us at info@kinadvisors.com. And thank you once again, everyone, for joining the conference call. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Kiran Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.